Well, here we are at Gray, Gray, and Gray, and that means we're being hosted for this whole segment of Entrepreneurial Stories, and that means also that my co-host is the indomitable Rich Hershen.
Here I am.
There he is. Good. Thank you for hosting
us, Rich. Finishing out the 2018 with a great show today.
I can't believe that we peeled you away at this time of year from tax returns.
It's a busy time, but, you know, the fun of radio entrepreneurs and meeting great guests is a good draw, so great. It's a good trade-off.
Great, great. And our next guest, we met him at the Radio Entrepreneurs Cafe, and so we're telling everybody, you got to come out to that cafe. We always are turning people away. Last time, it was unbelievable. We had many more requests than we could let people in, so show up and meet other entrepreneurs at the cafe, and meet Rich Hershen, too, who's going to be there. Our next guest, Colin Joffrey, President and CEO of G Hospitality. Hi.
Well, thank you for having me.
Right. Tell us about G Hospitality. G's got to be for Joffrey.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is.
I think it's pronounced Jeff Roy.
Jeff Roy.
That's all right.
Oops. Well, you know, you were warned of my intellectual limitations before we went on the air, right?
Well, we're well paired, I think. G Hospitality is a hospitality management group focused on the restaurant and entertainment venue space. We have a few restaurants in Providence, as well as event spaces, as well as on Martha's Vineyard. And we're in the process of planning 2 to 3 more openings, depending on how things go with our talks over the next few weeks.
So let's get into the weeds. Case example of something you would potentially do for somebody. You know, you can tell us a specific company, or just leave it nameless.
Yeah.
Walk us through the process so somebody who might be listening who would want to use your services would understand exactly what you would do for them.
Of course. We service ourselves primarily.
Right.
And we own the assets, the underlying assets that we manage. We primarily partner not with restaurant and hospitality groups, but with other developers. We have a development company as well, so we partner with them quite a bit. But for example, we look a lot at the intersection of real estate and hospitality and where we can help transform an area, whether it's a block, a neighborhood, or, you know, sometimes, you know, a smaller city or town. So we have worked with developers in the past who have projects to repurpose I guess I'd characterize them as more blighted areas or blighted blocks to help create critical mass of activity. So we are speaking with a good friend now who is looking at, you know, there's a lot of them around New England, an empty mill building. Hasn't been used in a long time. There's good trends around population moving to the area. It's along the commuter rail, but there's nothing really to do. So we spend a lot of time talking about how we create a little neighborhood within a building, a little neighborhood within a block to attract people, create that critical mass, and hopefully catalyze other development around it.
And then will you operate the restaurant?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we do all the design, we do the permitting, we do the development around it, and then we operate the restaurant as well.
So how many facilities do you have now?
We have 5 facilities in the hospitality space, and then we manage a few other real estate entities that we're planning on putting hospitality ventures into.
So, Colin, I always like to get into my age. Let's go into the Wayback Machine and give me a sense of what's your background and how you evolved into this.
Sure. So I started my career in management consulting, which is always funny because you start,
it's not so funny for me. I've never been able to get out of
it. Yeah. So with absolutely no experience, you go in and try to give people advice. But it was a great experience for me. And I ended up in the mergers and acquisition space, focused primarily on industrial and actually some healthcare companies, because it was around the time they were trying to roll out the Affordable Care Act. I moved from that to Columbia Business School, worked in private equity for a few years in New York City.
Tough space to work in.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting. Again, you get to see every facet of a business.
Right.
Meet a lot of interesting people. We were focused on smaller companies, kind of that 5 to $15 million of EBITDA. So met more entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. more founders, and that was really great. And eventually moved to the Providence area and took over a few restaurants and have been trying to expand them and build a nice operating platform, as we discussed, since then.
Wow. Are you the sole owner or do you have partners?
We have some partners. Each of the entities is owned and managed slightly differently depending on who is interested and the purpose of the investment. But we do have private partners.
How do you grow your business? Are you partnering with a lot of real estate developers or is it word of mouth? How do people know about you and know to engage your services or partner with you on a development?
Yeah, so we're lucky in that we have a number of different businesses. So we have the opportunity to intersect with different industries and different interesting people all the time. And a lot of it is just through networking, word of mouth, working on an unrelated project with someone and realizing that there's a point of intersection somewhere else. We have recently become a little more PR focused and are doing some more active outreach. So that we have other channels to meet people and see how we might work together, but it's primarily driven through relationships.
And what's your goal? How large do you want to get?
So we manage a few different brands, and we think about more about those brands and their size, how much the market can absorb. So we have a gastropub concept that's driven by, you know, high quality food, local product. You know, a lot around the craft beverage space, not as, you know, you say beverage now, there's a lot of craft beer, but we're also seeing the beverage space grow in a lot of other areas as well, cider in particular. And we see that having a potential to play a larger role in the shift that you're seeing among some of the bigger brands. It's more entertainment focused. It's more oriented towards adults. Less oriented towards, you know, families all the time. So we see that as you see other brands struggling a bit, that this could be a concept that helps slide in and could have a lot of legs. We also manage some fine dining brands. We feel like to do those successfully, you can only grow them so big. So, you know, those can get maybe to four or five. Mm-hmm. You know, something like a gastropub concept, you know, you can get into the tens and you know, maybe eventually beyond that.
Well, you know, most entrepreneurs are, you know, somewhat dreamers at heart.
Mm-hmm.
So assuming the next 24 months go exactly as planned, what would we be looking for from your business? Where would you be going and what more would we see from you?
Yeah, I think that we would probably have 2 to 3 more openings. We probably have 3 to 5 more openings planned. It takes quite a while. You know, as I said earlier, we work a lot with developers and on pieces of real estate that need work. So once you finish the work, then you can start working on your restaurant. You still have to do the full build out, you know, beyond what the typical development is. The kitchen design, the flow design, you know, the hiring, the training, prepping the market. So, you know, a 24-month time frame from idea inception to opening is expeditious.
Would you be funding those, let's say, three through one fund, or would you fund each project individually?
Generally individually. We manage them each as separate entities. We think about liability, we think about insurance, we think about flexibility within each of those entities. So, you know, having them separate has worked fairly well for us so far. But we do have platforms that help us manage consistently across each of those entities.
I think it's great. And, you know, you just see in the Boston area, there's so much growth and expansion and restaurants opening all the time. Do you think you'll be staying in the New England area? You mentioned Rhode Island, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. or you see yourself going to either more New England states or Northeast or even mm-hmm. across the country?
So I think we like the hub and spoke model. You know, we are building brands. So we put investment and time into that brand equity. And as we grow, we want to be able to utilize that. So we want to move to the edges of where our brand is recognized and then come back and fill in the middle. But we would plan to expand regionally primarily. I guess the one exception to that would be we do have a restaurant on Martha's Vineyard. It's a seasonal restaurant.
It's the vineyard.
Yeah, exactly. There's not much going on right now.
Right.
But, you know, July and August is very busy, and we've thought about some of the challenges of managing that volume and that huge fluctuation in volume by finding something that has the opposite season. You know, something further south in the islands in Florida, something like that. It's a little bit of a pipe dream right now, but that might be the one exception to expanding regionally.
Makes sense.
So, Colin, as you expand, get into new concepts, expand current concepts, will you come back and talk to us about trends and how things are going?
Of course.
Great.
I'd love to.
Yeah, we'd love to do that.
And you'd love to come eat in the restaurants.
Oh.
Ooh, we should do a roadshow at the restaurant.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe in the vineyard.
The vineyard would be great.
Yeah.
Please do.
It's only a hop, skip, and jump for the two of us when we're down on the Cape.
Yeah.
So we're not together on the Cape. I just want to make that clear. We're not a couple.
No.
I know we look like we get along well, but we're not a couple.
We do get along well.
We do.
We can get along and not be a couple.
Right. Colin, if someone wants to find you at G Hospitality, how would they do that?
Well, email always works well. A phone call always gets through to me. And we also watch our reviews closely. So that might be the quickest way to get a response.
Well, do you want to give an email or a website just in case?
Sure. GHOSP, G-H-O-S-P .com is our corporate website. And then from there, you can find websites for most of our venues and some more information about us and our team.
We'd love it to do one of our shows from your restaurant.
That would be great.
Right.
We would too.
Yeah, you're gonna you're gonna make some food if we do that,
right? We'll make some food.
We'll put the food out. I'll bring Rich Hirsch in though. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the vineyard.
Yeah. Oh, he wants to go to the vineyard?
Yeah.
We'll do a vineyard show in the spring.
Yeah, that would be great. We're right over the harbor there, so it's a beautiful view and
right.
I think it would make for a good show.
I'm in Hyannis, so get on the boat in the morning, come right over to you.
Yeah, that's easy.
Right. That's great.
It'll be fun.
Thanks for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Right.
It's a pleasure.
Right. And remind everybody, this is the leading source for internet stories on entrepreneurship, radio entrepreneurs. Thanks to a large part to the firm Gray, Gray & Gray and Rich Hirschen, who's sitting beside me. Thank
you,
Rich.
You're welcome. It's good to have you here.
Great. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on the one and only Radio Entrepreneurs.